Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula is the 10th largest school district in the country by geographic landmass, covering an area of nearly 25,000 square miles, an area roughly the size of the state of West Virginia. KPBSD Superintendent Clayton Holland joined KSRM's Morning Update with Matt Wilson and spoke on some of the challenges presented in serving such a district.
A large area. I think sometimes people forget that we're not just Soldotna, because if you were down in the States, right, if you're in Montana, this would be a district right here. Kenai would be a district and so on. Large, but you know, we operate as one. That's really one of the focuses that we've had in the last couple of years, is we're one district. You know, we're all united and we're all working together.
For such a large district, things like logistics, scheduling, as well as the synchronization of curriculum and alerts take on a unique degree of difficulty. Or, as Holland puts it, the struggle is in maintaining the same equity in the services of what we provide. Equity in services like food, which has to be distributed to all 42 schools by land, air, or water. Or maintenance, which has to be dispatched in an efficient and timely manner, regardless of whether the borough maintenance staff are being dispatched to Soldotna, Kenai, Nanwalek, or Tyonek. Or even something less tangible, like a school year calendar, which allows for the diverse cultural and religious traditions of the varied groups of people one might expect to find in such an expansive area.
As part of that diversity of this district and, you know, the distance, but also the different cultures and different people living in those locations, comes with also different calendars. So I don't know any other districts that are running multiple calendars like we are. So really trying to meet the needs of every community the best that we can.
With an estimated enrollment of more than 8,000 students for the 2023-24 school year, the challenge is set for KPBSD leadership and administration to facilitate what most other districts around the nation probably couldn't even imagine. Further details on this story available at RadioKenai.com. The second round of funding for the Federal Community Wildfire Defense Grant Program is open through October 31st. A total of $1 billion is available over a five-year period through the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act section that awards grants to at-risk communities to develop or revise a community wildfire protection plan and carry out projects from current community wildfire protection plans not more than 10 years old. Individual grants will fund up to $250,000 to create and update community wildfire protection plans or conduct outreach and education, and up to $10 million for associated infrastructure and resilience projects. The Village of Aniak received $217,000 to complete a community wildfire protection plan in the first round of funding earlier this year. To support additional wildland fire mitigation in at-risk communities, the state of Alaska opted in to the CWDG program to allow local applicants the maximum resources and assistance from the Alaska Division of Forestry and Fire Protection, said Norm McDonald, Chief of Fire and Aviation. Kenai River anglers are advised that to continue protection of late-run king salmon, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is extending the prohibition of bait and multiple hooks in the Kenai River from its mouth upstream to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game marker at the outlet of Skelak Lake through 11:59 p.m. Thursday, August 31st. Anglers may use only one unbaited, single-hook artificial lure in these waters. Single hook means a fish hook with only one point. Fishing for king salmon in the Kenai River closed by regulation August 1st, including catch-and-release fishing. Incidentally, caught king salmon may not be retained or possessed. King salmon caught while fishing for other species may not be removed from the water and must be released immediately. Full details on this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.